For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Yeah, it's Punch Drunk Sports, man. Great weekend. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We're super excited about this episode. A lot of great stuff to talk about. Tebow, how you doing? You're looking purple and you're looking good.
I'm feeling good. I'm trying to get a hold of Ari. He said he was going to hit us up. I'll be in an airport. I have a very small window where I can communicate with peons like you.
Now, would you say join us in studio? You know, it's always a special episode. When the fight nanny's here, Candace, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Would you say that Jason has what we call an outfit on? He's not. It's not just he's wearing clothes. He's coordinating an outfit.
What color are your pants?
I'm not wearing any.
So that's still an outfit.
Yeah, because even your sunglasses match.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam always says my sunglasses match my outfit, but I must just wear a lot of blue and purple, I guess. Well, in my defense, I slept in both of these shirts, and I just put this shirt when I got up. So don't think I'm trying too hard, because that's 100% true.
So you got off the bag of leaves.
Yep,
got
up, put on the pants, put on the closest pants, still wearing the two shirts I was asleep in, and I go, I got to throw something on over this. Otherwise, I might have leaves sticking out of the back of my...
You look like you are the most...
Pajamas.
Artistic homeless person. I know.
Dude, it's a, you so know deep. How hard it is? You know how hard it is? One time, Aerosmith won some award.
I would never guess the Aerosmith when you were doing this.
Never, like, yeah.
Well,
it's funny.
I would never have guessed Aerosmith.
He's... And it was some fashion award, and Steven Tyler gets up there, and dude, he looks like a fucking, like, somebody just shot him with a cannon filled with full of fucking costumes. You know what I mean? And he goes, with like they loaded him a t-shirt cannon with a bunch of fucking question mark things, yeah. And just shot it at him.
So he went up like the Riddler?
Basically. And he goes, you know how expensive it is to dress this shitty?
Yeah.
It was hilarious. And I always remember that. I'm like, oh, okay.
That was the whole thing about Von Dutch was like, hey, man, I'm rich, but I look like I smoke meth with truckers. That was the whole look.
That was the thing. The broker, you could look. That's why I wanted to bring back wearing barrels, because nothing says times is tough like a barrel across your torso.
That would be so great. You just see a TMZ. Oh, looks like Caitlyn Jenner just showed up, and she's wearing the latest barrel by Gucci.
Yeah, $5,000 barrel.
That's great, dude.
That's when people, but back in the day, like at least in television and movies and shit, that's when you were fucked. When you showed up just, man, I've lost, all I have is this barrel. And I decided to suture it into just to cover my naughty parts.
What if you didn't even have, like, the suspenders to put on the barrel? Like, you just
then
had
you
to
carry
the
barrel
up.
Yeah, that's when
how would you
doubled,
do that?
Bro.
You'd have to claw in like a cat.
Well, the real
and hold it up.
Yeah, you gotta nail some handles into that thing. The real question is, who's the guy that goes to a guy with only a barrel and suspenders to his name and goes, "I'll give you a quarter for those suspenders, sir," and he goes, okay.
Back then, a quarter would go a long way.
No shit.
What was it? What you could get like in the 1800s, like a shit ton of stuff for a penny.
I was being like, wouldn't it be great to go back to like the 1900s with like $200? We're just like nothing this day.
Yeah,
spend $200 on a
American
dinner.
You'd be like, hey, here's $200. What is this funny money that's
yeah,
like
you'd have to
1985
go,
on it?
You'd have to go to an exchange place to do it.
I
like,
bet you
what's the exchange rate on future money? Not good, sir.
I throw pennies away and it offends everyone. Does it offend you guys?
Yeah. Why don't you just save them and give it to a homeless guy?
I honestly don't like money, actually. I like to deposit everything right away because I just think money's gross. So
you think money? You are the only chick in the world that's ever
I like to use my debit card because I just think it's gross. So when I have to use it and I get change, if there's pennies, I just throw them away. Because I'm like, who's going to ever use a penny?
Homeless people love that shit.
Well, you should save a bunch of them up and make little fucking gay bags like that.
Kids I nanny get really mad and they save them. So if there's a kid around, I'll hand them.
What do you just take a stupid penny and throw it in the kids'
They
run?
Just know. I just go,
if you're going to throw him in the street, at least aim it towards a homeless person.
Zoe, one of the kids I watch, she puts them in the street because she feels so bad. She's like, I'm going to go lay them on the sidewalk.
Do you know how many little children would love to eat those pennies that are starving?
I'm working on it.
Ari
giving
keeps
out pennies.
He's trying to Skype him. We'll see if this is true.
100%. I've been here and I'm on the International Space Station, and you're both idiots.
I love Ari put up a picture of him before Europe, after Europe, and it's just like all he did was grow his beard out. And he's like, can you believe the difference? It's like, yeah, facial hair grows over time, fuckface.
Every picture I saw of this guy all over Scandinavia and Europe, no shirt. The guy just likes being naked. Him and Jason Galern. Jason Galern, if he's on stage, that's virtually the only time he'll ever show up.
The person you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
I'm trying to just call him with no video. You're saying
fuck yourself. There you go.
Is he trying to talk to you guys?
We tried. Real quick, let's get into paying the bills. We got a lot of stuff. Get it ready, dude. Get it ready, buddy. Get it ready, buddy. Get it ready.
Get it ready.
Go to BetDSI, betdsi.com or .eu for all of our European listeners. Make that money. Place those bets. Make that cash. This is a great time. We're in September. We're getting into, we got 3 more weeks of September, right? Two or three more weeks. And then we get in October, which is the most wonderful time of the year. Ding dong, ding dong. Because that's when all the sports are going. It's rocking. So make those bets. I hope you guys made some money on the UFC fights. We'll get into that.
A few people hit me up and said they won money on Mickey Gall. So when he calls in,
I want to talk about that in 2 seconds.
Oh, a big thank you.
I want to talk about that in 2 seconds. So go there, use Punch Drunk, get $10 betting cash. Guys, it's going to take 2 or 3 hours to get that cash, but you will get it. Caveman Coffee. Caveman Coffee for all your Caveman Coffee needs. Go to cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk. Get 10% off all the coffees, teas, crystal meth, and PCP. Any of that stuff is available at Caveman Coffee. Guys, and we got a new sponsor we're proud to announce. We actually got two, but we can't announce one until next week. We got a new sponsor.
Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave Club, guys.
Let's see here.
Dollar Shave Club, guys. Are you guys really tired of spending a lot of money on those fucking shaves?
I am. And I just recently, you know what bothers me about this? Right before we got them as a new sponsor, I just bought razors the other day.
God dang it, the universe. 2 days ago. Damn you, universe. Damn
2 days
you.
Ago. 2 days ago, and then I got this email this week, and I was like, God, I should have just looked shittier for a
Tell
couple
me about
more
Dollar
days.
Shave Club.
For a couple more days. You don't need to choose between price and quality to get an amazing and affordable shave. DollarShaveClub.com is your answer. To prove how amazing their shave is, right now they're going to give you free first month to join the club, thanks to your friends at All Things Comedy and Punch Drunk. They deliver amazing razors right to your door for a third of the price of what these greedy corporate bastards are charging.
Bam.
Seriously, I have no reason to deal with drugstore hassles, which I just had to deal with.
Yeah, I hate it.
I went to that Japanese Walgreens, which is nice, but it's expensive as fuck.
Yeah, can I get somebody to open this?
Why didn't they
just want to get some expensive razors? I don't need to do that anymore, thanks to Dollar Shave Club.
And when you get the price, and you're like, oh man, if I had to call someone over here for this, and you overcharge, charge a cover at that water to get into that Japanese.
You should
Walgreens.
Have to be in a guest.
Yeah. There's a guy outside. What are you buying? Razors.
Let me see how much cash you got, idiot. You don't look like you can afford our razors.
So there's no need to ever go to those places again. Go to DollarShaveClub.com. Pick the razor that works for you. There's a credible line of razors that you can choose from. Get the first class shave with the executive blade. That's what Red Band uses, and that guy needs to shave every 45 minutes. He's like Homer Simpson. He just shaves one side, and then the other side grows back. And I know he uses this too. Let's see. With Dollar Shave Club, you can look and smell and shave like $1 million without paying for it. If I pay $1 million for a shave, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming with that shave. So here's how you get, here's how you help the show. Here's how you help all things comedy. Let's see. Dollar Shave Club is so confident in the quality of all their products. Now you can go get your first month of Dollar Shave Club for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. After that, it's only a couple bucks a month. There's no long-term commitment. You can ditch it anytime you want. There are no hidden fees, which drive me nuts. There's no reason not to do it. DollarShaveClub.com/punch. Just use the code punch. That's DollarShaveClub.com/punch. And that'll get you set up. Thanks. Welcome to the club, Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, Dollar Shave Club. That was great, Tebow. Let me give you some notes on your cold reading. No, you did excellent, dude. I did it because you're the literate one of the group.
You did it because it would be the next 2 hours of this show would you be you stumbling
Juby?
Through that.
I would be. Juby. Bzz, bzz, bzz,
bzz, bzz, bzz, bzz, bzz. Ari would just get angry halfway through. Okay, you probably would kill yourself.
No. No, I would. But we got another sponsor starting next week. So Dollar Shave Club, guys. Go Dollar Shave Club. Use Punch, and you will get a little what did they get again?
It's DollarShaveClub.com/punch. There's no
slash
place
punch.
To put
slash
in.
Slash punch.
And get you your first month for free.
Bam! Man, good things going on. Where are you going to be, Tebow?
I will be, let's see, this Friday I will be at the Ice House. On Sunday, I will be at the Improv, and November, I will be in 2 weeks at the La Jolla Comedy Store with Theo Vaughn, and I will be in November, I will be at the Tiger Room in Fort Wayne, Indiana, doing my album, so if you're in that neck of the woods, come be a part of that, and then I just, where the hell did I put it? Because I had, oh, here you go. And then, just real quick, my ATM PIN number is 7472.
Okay.
If you guys want to get on Netflix, this isn't a sponsor. This is just a little something from the Teeb to you. Go to Netflix and put in my email, theteeb7@gmail.com. My code is somethingblumpkin. Go ahead, watch yourself some movies, stream some stuff. And last four digits of my social security number are 5228.
Thank you, Tebow. Guys, I'm going to be at the Kime Show this weekend. I'm not pushing his heart and stamp right now because I'm working on a couple other things. But I will be in the main room on Saturday. And then September 20th, the Ranta Tours are back. We have Mike Tully, Brandon Schaub, Theo Vaughn, Julia McCullough, myself, and Jessica Michelle Singleton. This show will sell out. The last one sold out. So go check that out. And yeah, man. Just want to thank you guys for all the support you guys have been doing on everything. Dude, I'm super excited. I mean, like, I'm going to tell you something about that UFC 203. Like, did you watch it?
No.
I watched it.
For a fight, Nanny, you don't watch a lot of fights.
I got yelled at. I had to be at a birthday party. But, I read all about it, and I can't wait till it's on Fight Pass. Because it sounds the weirdest
You
freak
can
show.
Watch the fights now?
Oh, you did say that.
On YouTube. It is
They don't take them down?
No. I think it's this new ownership that's like, put them out. Let people find out about it, man.
Okay.
If we hold it towards... Because unfortunately, I couldn't watch the last two pay-per-views because one I was performing during the 202 and then this one I had to help Dana move her sister. So I couldn't... I was just shooting her laser cast the whole time.
I called you afterwards and you were just like, motherfucker.
People like, what do you do?
Don't ask. Don't ask.
I'm fucking miserable.
I go, well, it was great. You hear that? It was great.
That's literally what I did. I just went pirate on it. Arr! It was great. I'm like, are they on YouTube? Because the McGregor Diaz fight was. They were all there. The whole fight was there.
Oh, then I'll look because I've just seen like highlights and then whatever people put on Instagram.
What I want to say is this: not only was I so excited, Mickey Gall won that fight. But what to me was so awesome to see was like the entire Punch Drunk crew, like all of our listeners, like
I liked all those tweets.
So many were so emotionally attached and connected and rooting for him.
It was so weird and cool, and it was like one of the coolest things. It was right up there when we did Rabble mm-hmm. and everybody showed up. But that, like, to support this guy, you know, because he calls in, he's part of the whole crew and he's part of the family. And then just to have, like, the whole people, like, taking pictures with their shirts as he's talking to Rogan. It was, like, it was so cool. It was just really cool.
You know, and I think a lot of it, and that really meant a lot to me, too. But I think a lot of it is, like, I don't want to say he started on this show, but before his first UFC fight,
we made him.
He was calling into here, so everybody is like kind of, you know, coming up with him. They get to see him come up. It's not like, you know, because we've had other fighters call in, and it's not
He's a lot bigger than I thought he was. That's the big thing I know. It's like
in what sense? Like taller or muscular?
Yeah, I don't know why. They fought at what weight?
170.
170. He's a big 170, dude. Yeah. He's a big 170. And, you know, I kind of talked about this yesterday on my rant. If you guys go to youtube.com/Sam Tripoli, I had a rant under I'm not
rants.
Angry.
I love that he does it.
I'm not angry. Rants. I'm passionate. And part of it, I also talked about how everybody was just beating the shit out of CM Punk. And it's like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I'm happy Mickey Gall lit him up. If it was anybody else, I would have been like, hey, dude. I mean, like, you got to be like, the guy just had a dream and he had an opportunity. And why not? Why not? Why, he failed miserably. Guess what? We all fail miserably.
He looked so bad.
Well, he just ran in and he just, Mickey Gall's like, dude, what are you?
It looked like he was just standing waiting to get attacked, though. Like, he had no defense. I saw that whole thing. I managed to see that because it was so short. But.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think if he could have been given a way to get out of it, I think he would have. I was listening to his interviews. They were not exciting interviews. He wasn't, like, pumping it up.
Yeah.
He seemed just like,
he seemed nervous. God. He's like, man, can I have another injury, please?
Can someone hit me with a bat in my knee as I'm walking out so I can yell, why me? Why me? You know, just like, it was just like, I could tell he didn't want to be there. But it was so fun to see and just, you know, I think Mickey's one of these guys that just, it kind of lines up.
Yeah.
And you think he's just one of those dudes because he calls out Sage Northcutt.
Yeah, he's smart. And he's like a nice Conor McGregor. He knows what he's doing.
Well, you know what it is, man? If I'm the UFC, this kid just beat CM Punk, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of press going on. He calls out this other guy who's like kind of like the UFC's kind of behind him, but he's
kind of.
Well,
until he lost, but they totally were.
They are.
They got a rock hard. They want nothing more than him to do well.
But, if they put him in with Mickey Gall, whoever wins that, they win either way. Because they got two young guys.
Yeah.
And they put them up against each other. It's a really exciting fight that everybody wants to see. And whoever wins that fight goes on to be like a golden child. And it's all good. It all works out. Because Sage Northcutt, he's very suspect. He's very suspect. You know, he's got no ground game. He looks like a gay porn fucking Barbie doll.
Ari's saying he's trying to call.
Okay. I'll try him again. I haven't seen him.
I haven't either. I mean, I'm looking right at it, too.
It's right there. We'll see I can't tell if that's his nose or his ball sack. But I'd like to see it. I think Mickey Gall could beat him, too. The key is, here we go. Hala lakira, hala lakira. I've never looked more Jewish in your life.
Really,
than right
really
now.
Do.
Well,
you very Hasidic look.
Do you have your
on.
Headphones in?
Yeah, I said I was trying to call. That was like 10 minutes ago, though.
But, dude, we tried to call you a bunch of times. We put Nanny on it. She started crunching the numbers, and she couldn't even get through.
Oh, my
it
God.
It only went through the first
me.
Time at 3:01, and then nothing else came through.
Well, because, yeah, I gave up after that one time.
Oh, that probably Nanny did, and she fucked it up.
Yeah.
No, I had nothing to do with
Nanny,
it. Sam
God
was the
damn
only
it.
One trying.
God damn it, Nanny. God damn. Nope, we can't take calls. Look
now,
at this.
Now it's working.
So, Ari, how are you? Where are you going to be real quick?
I'm going to be at Tampa this weekend.
Oh, dude, you're going to have
Friday,
fun.
Saturday.
Tampa's the best city ever. It's like
really?
So much fun to gig in, dude. You're going to have such a great... It's like Vegas, but with cool people. No, I like Vegas, too, but it's like... It's like it's a shadier Vegas.
Shadier Vegas?
Yeah. Those chicks will fuck. You're going to have sex with somebody. And they might have your baby and not even know what your name is. All right, let's see your shirt. Did somebody make you a shirt of you? Yep, that's you. That totally looks like you. Who is that? Jesus.
Jesus Lever?
It's Nordic. It's Norwegian.
Oh, I like
it. He's a local comedian. He gave me a shirt. But I was on the road for so long that I just needed a shirt.
Looks like you got some Fat James merch.
Yeah, Fat James merch.
Yeah,
how were the local comics? How were the local comics? And how did your tour go?
Oh, it was great, man. It was so much fun. I saw some cool things. I ran into Yoshi in Stockholm.
Yeah, he was calling me and told me that. He told me about that.
Yeah, it was great. Man, it was so much fun. so much fun. Just when Iceland did these crazy, like, went into this cave where there's like a hot spring inside this cave that my friend knew where it was. We had to like hike like 20 minutes off the road to a fucking field.
How long did that hike take you? Over and under? I'm going to say 2 hours. What are you guys taking? 20?
An hour.
An hour.
4 days.
4 days. How long did it take you?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, look at you. Power walking.
Oh, way, way over.
That's not really called a hike. 15 minutes isn't really a hike.
Yeah, we just had a hike up something. No, it's not really a hike.
Ari, we got a new sponsor.
Yeah, let's hear about it. It's a perfect time for this. Look at this beer.
Yeah, you could use Dollar Shave Club.
If anybody needs Dollar Shave Club, it's you.
Dude, Ari, all you got to do is go to
Jew who's a Jew who's unshaved needs Dollar Shave Club.
You just got to go to dollarshaveclub.com/punch, and you're in, dude. Free razors.
Punch?
Yeah, just
punch. What is
punch.
It? Backslash punch?
Yep. We want to be punch drunk. I'm going to tell them, but that's fine. We'll take it.
Yeah.
It's probably somebody who probably took it.
Yeah. Really?
Nah.
I'll fight everybody. I'll fight it. So Ari, so you go to the springs, you're with your friend, you obviously had sex with this dude in the hot springs, right? You fucking
going for it. Just a handy. That was it.
Now when you give a handy, Ari, do you go up like this right here? Do you go up or do you go down like that? Like
Sam, upside? you're being stupid, Sam. I play it by ear.
Yeah.
I'm not that regimented, man.
Not all
it
dicks
depends
need.
On the angle I'm at. You know, if I'm over him or below him.
Yeah.
Are we on stadium seating? Like, what's you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll go back, Sam. Like if he's sitting up there.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's just a really great show, and you're just like jerking people off all over the place. I'm surprised that porno hasn't been made. Sporting event, girl just starts jerking everybody off.
And don't be so selfish with that throat either.
No. I mean? Hey, ask him for his belt now.
Yeah, let's see your belt, you fucking greedy prick.
Well, I can rise to it. I might get in trouble.
No,
do it.
Don't do it in public.
Do it in public.
No.
Ari, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm the only one.
You might look good if you went the Jew Rick Ross.
Oh,
right?
I kind of look like Ross now, right?
You look like Jew Rick Ross. You grow that beard out, you throw some fucking... Some heat around it.
You
bam.
More like
Dick Ross.
Dick Ross. I get it. I saw what you did there.
Because I called him a dick. All right. Are you going back to New York now?
No.
You're going straight to Tampa?
I'm at JFK right now, but I'm just stopping over on the way to Tampa.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
nice.
Can I ask you something?
Is it about what's in your phone?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Did you bone anyone besides this guy you went on the fucking hike with?
Dude, here's the problem.
Talk to me. Okay. They hate Jews in the Nordic.
No, that's not true.
They you guys run all the banks.
I did it three times in the UK.
Okay.
Twice in Edinburgh. Once
did you use a condom?
Come on, man.
Don't be silly.
You got to raw dog that Euro pussy.
Yeah. I mean, I did. That's not true. The answer is yes, I did once use a condom.
Wow. Oh, she must have been filthy.
Ugh.
She must have been a cyclops.
Something inside me just died.
Or Palestinian.
You and I had a pact, bro. No condoms for the rest of our lives. And look at what you did to me. Last time I used a condom, they were called Jimmy hats.
Just a couple strokes, man.
Okay,
but then in Scandinavia, I have 2 days in every spot, right? So that's what I thought I would be able to get. Get in there, do a show. They're like, cool, everybody likes you. I was like, cool, well, meet me tonight. Or if they tell me this Facebook later, oh, Julietown? No, I didn't. I'm in town one more night. So Oslo, I got there pre-night. So that wouldn't count. I had to leave the next day. Didn't run into anybody.
Right.
One girl was like hitting on me, but then she was like, I just found out I got my first STD. And I was like, oh, well.
Did you tell her you got to start with that sentence?
Who opens with that?
And if you're hitting on someone, hey, guess what? I have an STD. Want to have sex?
Yeah. I'm cool with that, though.
How are you cool with that?
What
because
was it? What
don't
was
let
the
me
STD?
Put in 3 hours and then find
of.
That out.
Oh,
she got
around
the gate. Let me like, okay, I'm cool with it. All right, I'm cool.
She's
telling me, and I'm still down to fuck.
Ew.
She got this new millennial STD. That's fun stuff the kids only get.
Yeah, it was definitely like 7 syllables. And no, she didn't lead with it. She went into it way into later when we were at a bar.
Dude, if it's an STD you never even heard of, I still never heard of it.
Yeah, as long as it's not like.
You're crazy.
Does it kill?
I was like, is it gone now? She goes, yeah, probably. I was like, what does that mean? She goes, well, I took antibiotics.
It probably is just like a yes.
She goes, it's been 7 days. I was supposed to take it for 12, so it's probably gone.
All right, what's that joke about gonorrhea you got? If everyone just stopped fucking with gonorrhea, chlamydia. It'd be gone?
Yeah.
Chlamydia?
5 days.
10 days.
That's why it doesn't go, because guys like us kind of contemplate. Mm.
Yeah, the fact that you guys are thinking about it is so gross.
No, I mean, if she says probably, that's like, if someone says like, hey, man, do you love me? And I'm like, and they're like, probably. I'm like, that's close enough for me.
Yeah.
That's not a no.
Probably seems medically
more likely than not.
Did you
more
get,
like than not, love.
Did you get rid of your, is your venereal disease gone? As far as I know, that's a yes. It should be. It should be as a yes. You're looking for the catchphrases like, no, absolutely not. Highly contagious. Any of that shit. Uh-uh.
Like, as long as I don't hear my pussy's condemned, I'm good to go. Oh,
yeah, when you know a pussy is sealed with police tape, like they seal doors, that's a no-go. That's a mouth-only situation.
I once hooked up with a chick who told me her asshole was haunted, but I still hit it.
Well, that turned
that might be
on.
The hottest thing I've ever yeah. heard in my life.
Yeah.
As long as it's not haunted by black ghosts.
I'm sure that's... Has that joke been told 1,000 times? There's never black ghosts. There's never black ghosts. Right?
Yeah. Well, you know why?
Because the afterlife
ghosts,
is better than this.
Ghosts are white.
What?
Because ghosts are white.
Yeah, okay. There's no black ghost?
Yeah, because if you wouldn't see them. You wouldn't see them because it's at night anyway. So there might be, but just no one's seen them.
Maybe they're everywhere. I mean, because you just got to think, like, Chicago should be haunted, right? Just there should be just poltergeists.
Are all
everywhere.
Those like old timey like plantation places like where slavery when they were just everyone's mistreated and starved and beaten? Man, if I was a slave, I'd haunt the fuck out of that. Every person that inherits that fucking shithole. Guess what? Ooh, I'm gonna scare you.
Yeah.
What happens when they knock down a house and build something new? Does the spirit go away?
Depends on what kind of realtor.
It was Indian burial ground. Indian burial grounds are always like on top of, right?
Miles. Yeah,
because that's what they say. They're in the ground.
What's going on, Ari? I feel like we're on the an episode of what's that Showtime show?
Intervention.
No, the one with the girl who does all the international like sabotage and stuff like that. What's that called? Homeland. I feel like we're on Homeland right now, and you're like undercover, and we're at headquarters going. Have you seen the target?
Yeah, this is more like Homoland.
Homoland.
There you go. That's better than Dick Ross.
Homoland.
I'm heating up, Shipper.
Well, that's your character on Homoland, Dick Ross. You fuck terrorism out. That's the only way we're going to get it. So, Ari, where were the chicks the hottest? Talk to me.
Okay.
So, wait, none of the Scandinavian chicks are so high you couldn't get laid?
No, well, I had a chance in Iceland on day two right after my show. Some girls like come, they're playing jazz music. Why don't you come meet me?
There we go.
And I would have.
Jazz music chicks put out?
Of course they do.
Just the fact that she's inviting me out was like, for sure. Probably. She was cute too. But then I had to leave at 6 a.m. the next day.
I don't care.
To go up north to go to this fucking thing. I couldn't do it.
Why, Ari? Do you need your sleep? Your beauty sleep?
Yeah, we're going to go on hikes and go do all this stuff. I can't sleep.
Oh, yeah, you got those big 15-minute hikes. You don't want to fucking tire yourself out for that by fucking a hot Swedish chick.
We're playing to the north. We're driving all around. We're going to all these crazy things, these geysers and stuff.
Yeah, baby, you're gorgeous, and I'm having a great time at the jazz. I'd love to fuck you. I'd love for you to suck my dick, but I got to get up in 11 hours and walk around the block. So
not 11 hours. Super early. And the same thing happened in Bergen where some girl was like super cute.
I love how he drops all these crazy names of these cities like we know them. That happened to me over in Gookengorgengegen the other night. And I didn't even... Dude, I mean, no, that town is. Though,
guys,
everybody.
You guys know the east side of Reckonfigurlackadigalico?
Yeah. Oh, you know, Krill's crazy people are over in Horknigenarg.
They got this great comedy club in Bukarica, Don.
I know.
So how did the comedy translate?
Totally cool. I mean, so Denmark is... Rouse always talks about this. And Denmark is really dark. They got really dark people there.
What do you mean? Like blacks?
Like in their soul.
Okay.
You mean like the non-ghosts?
Right. I mean, like they would like Jason Rouse.
Yeah.
I think the hottest ones were, to me, Norway was great. Oslo and Bergen were both great. Iceland was really good. Reykjavik, for sure. But, like, nothing compared to Denmark.
Nothing Denmark. Compares.
It's Copenhagen, Denmark, and
Copenhagen, and,
Stockholm, Sweden. The Swedish girls were on the level of like
everybody says they're the number one in the world.
I think they are.
I've never met a Swedish chick that wasn't drop dead knockout hot.
Even the other ones in Scandinavia, where they're like sometimes they're not like super hot, but they have great features, like light blonde hair, real tall, yeah. Bosomy, but then
pink
it's like
assholes.
Eh, it comes together as a seven.
Friend of mine but is like, from Denmark, and she's just like a regular, like, she's not like trying to be an actress or anything like that. She's like a regular mom. She's like a couple years older than me, two kids. She's my buddy's wife, and just normal as shit, just gorgeous. I mean, and she doesn't do anything. She's just natural fucking.
Besides pump out kids?
Yeah.
And she's 45 and still hot?
Hot.
Ugh. Can I switch my genetics?
It's not going to happen to you.
You're doing fine,
I know. That's
man.
What I just said. Can I switch
that's
my genetics?
It's too late for that.
Thank you, Ari.
It's never too late to get your asshole haunted, though.
Candace, when you hit 45, you're going to look like Tripoli.
I know. Thank you.
I'm going to look like Tripoli at 45. And see, I'm really depressed about that.
I can't believe the Raiders came back and won that
game. Yes!
Dude, that was crazy.
Ari, you got to admit, you're a little fucking nervous right now.
Oh, no, not really, actually, because they barely won that game.
But, dude, that was Saints on the road.
Game they should have won.
That was Saints on the road.
That's Saints on the road, dog.
That's someone they're like, oh, this is a playoff
team. And that's the name of our new band, by the way, Saints on the road.
This is a new playoff team.
They had to come all the way back and score a touchdown with under a minute left, and then they had to get the two-point conversion. Look, they're not a good team. I'm okay. They're going to finish seven.
You're in denial.
9-7. Yeah, man, I'm in denial. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what they finish. You just got to hope they don't make the playoffs. And yeah, exactly. And by winning a game that on paper they should have lost, that's how you get in the playoffs. I'll say that.
Yeah,
by winning that game. By winning that game.
Your secondary does look like tripe.
Yeah, which is crazy because we got all these great guys. What, tripe?
Yeah.
What, is tripe a word?
Yes, it is.
Tripe is a word. It's a weird word to use there, but yeah, it's a word.
What can you teach?
Tripe is like gruel. Tripe is like the shittiest food they used to give homeless people.
You sound like Ari naming fucking cities we don't know of. Tripe is like gruel.
It's like,
Aaron looks like he reads.
It's like, yeah.
What? Animal intestines.
Yeah.
Aaron's got tripe in his teeth right now.
It's like tripe.
You're
is
saying
like
my secondary looks like animal intestines.
It looks like the shittiest part of the cow that they feed to poor people in the 20s. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, let me just say, that was a season-dictating drive and season-dictating play and season-dictating completion.
Well,
if it goes the other way, there could be like, oh, we're just the same old Raiders. To actually have that happen to a team where that never actually happens, where it always goes the other way, is a good sign.
True. I will tell you this. They're going to go 3-0, and then they're going to be 4-3, and you're going to feel terrible.
Well, I mean, that game, there was about five games on Sunday that were all the same, where remove one play, the whole game's different. If you take away that one 80-yard run by a fullback or whoever that backup running back was, totally different game. Take away that 90-yard bomb the Saints had, totally different. Like, you know, most football games, like, so many things happen. That game, the Lions game, you take away that missed PAT, it's a whole different game. You know, because now you're going down to tie the game. Now you're coming down to win the game on a field goal.
There's
Lions
a lot of rookie kickers in the NFL this year, and they're missing everything.
Now, go is Sebastian Gronkowski still in?
17 years.
Dude, he is a Hall of Famer.
Would you say he's a Hall of Famer? I think he is. 17 years with the same team.
I would say that. First of all, he's the last kicker I remember getting drafted in the first round.
Yeah.
Dude, like, let me put it to you this way. This is how the Hall of Fame treats kickers. Morten Andersen is the all-time leading scorer for the NFL. Not in the Hall of Fame yet. Been turned down like five times.
When did he retire?
I mean, he's been turned down four times already.
Really?
On ballots. He's the... In the history of the NFL, no one has scored more points than him.
That's crazy.
The greatest kicker they've ever had.
He's played been for retired
the
for
first
years.
And Hunter got
what, 21 years? Played 21 years, something like that, Morten Andersen?
He should be
He's
first
not
ballot.
In the Hall of Fame, so...
He should be first ballot.
Well, I mean, they're weird with kickers.
Nobody likes kickers.
But the problem is, when you have Morten Andersen on there, you're like, oh, Morten Andersen and Jerry Rice and Mike Ditka and all these other people, you're like, he is the greatest kicker of all time, but he's only a kicker.
No, they got broadcasters. You get Morten Andersen. He's a name. I've heard his name when you're a kicker.
He's the greatest kicker.
Put him on the back. Put him where my name is at the Comedy Store.
They're just weird with kickers.
Where's that? In the men's bathroom for a good time?
Right next to the women's bathroom. Right next to the women's bathroom.
I think you should get in, dude.
I mean, I can see him getting in. It's just one of those Raider Hall of Famer for sure.
Stay with one team, that is crazy.
Yeah, if anybody's going to stay with one team a long time, it's kickers, though.
Now we got the black punter. I love the Raiders got a black punter.
We used to have one, too.
That guy just like, throw your dubs up. He's just getting chicks like, what do you play, cornerback, running back? I'm a punter, bitch.
Can I just say right now, when Mickey Gall calls, can we please add me to the call and not put me on hold? Can you just let Candace do it?
He's supposed to call any
We'll
second.
Try.
Real yeah, he'll quick,
call.
Guys.
He'll call any
We
time.
Have to do a couple shout-outs real quick. I'm being dead serious. Some people have asked us to Fight Nanny. Who are we supposed
Simon
to?
Simon Myers.
What's that? Simon Myers, long-time
Why?
Listener.
Why are you shouting him out? Fuck him.
Well, no, dude. His mom passed away, and he's been listening to us.
Her name was Christine Myers.
Christine Myers passed away. Christina Maria Myers passed away. And Simon Myers is always sending us fun, weird pictures of naked chicks. So, you know, I need that in my feed, so we want to give a shout-out. Sorry for the loss of your mom. And, guys, a lot of you guys are giving James a hard time. And
keep it up.
His feelings are hurt.
Keep it up. You're doing just
every
great.
Every time somebody shows me, like, why aren't you guys running the account? And you look at the tweet that was written, and it was like, oh, James, you're always wrong on these.
I was laughing because before the show, Sam's like, yeah, man, James really taking a pounding. I think it's trying to get to him. I'm like, he does tweet crazy things because it goes into my feed, and I just see, oh, you're crazy, Punch Drunk or whatever. And then I look, and it's like the Patriots are up by like half a touchdown. And he goes, Dave, New England fans, we might have a quarterback controversy here. I'm like, yeah, Tom Brady's going to come back in 2 weeks, and they're going to be like, maybe we cut him, maybe we don't cut him.
So, guys, be nice to James. Is that it, 908?
Yeah, yep.
908.
No, let Candace do it. Let Candace do it. You're
okay,
mess it up.
Okay, Candace, let's see you do it. That makes this totally different. Yep, we lost it.
I don't know how to do
it. I'm fine with it. Okay.
Screw him. Mickey.
No, that's
welcome
me.
To the show. No. He just beat CM Punk in the Octagon in Cleveland. So excited. Please welcome to the show, Mickey Gall, everybody.
What's up, guys? What's up, boys?
Dude,
congrats. Everybody knew that's what was going to happen. You knew
Could it.
I knew it. We knew it.
Better.
How was your whole experience? Congratulations. How was the whole experience overall, first of all?
It was a lot of fun, man, and thank you. And also, TV, thanks for the text you sent before. You said the things that I was you know, going on in my head.
Awesome.
It went great. The whole week was fun. And then, walking out in the queue, you know, that's where the Cavs play.
Yeah.
The crowd was going nuts. That was the most, you know, for however long it was in the cage, 5-7 minutes, you know, including the intros and everything. That was the most fun ever. I'm jonesing for that feeling again.
Dude, you haven't been in a UFC cage for 5 minutes in two fights. I mean, you got 45 seconds and
three.
Yeah, I think it's exactly three. I think it's 45 seconds and 2:15, if that's right.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there you go.
So, take us through the whole thing. Like, what was your feeling of his mental place in the fight? Because, you know, I listened to it. They had him call into a bunch of radio stations, and particularly in Los Angeles. And I just felt like there was something going on in his head. Like, do you think he was mentally in a good place when he took the fight? Do you think he still wanted to do it?
Yes, I guess. I think he and everyone probably realized, you know, they fucked up on the opponent if he was going to, you know, show out or, you know, have any sort of success. And my plan was to dominate that for every single minute. And, you know, I feel like an obligation to represent and make an example out of him, you know, just represent my sport. You
yeah,
know?
100%.
But, yeah, I don't know. He was definitely people were asking me, like, actually, Alistair Overeem, who was really cool to me all week, was talking to me a lot, giving me good advice. He was like, I read something that he says he's getting in your head. And I was like, come on, man, he's a dork. He walks around there, and he just kind of like he'd just do weird, things. Like, I'd be, like, going to talk to him, and he'd kind of just act like I wasn't there and walk by. Like, I don't know if he was scared or he just doesn't know how this whole fighting thing works. Like, you're going to see each other around at the hotel.
How is that interaction? He didn't shake your hand. Everyone got pissed about that.
At the weigh-in, you guys, it looked like you guys had exchanged words briefly. I got asked that question a lot, or I got asked to ask you, what was said when you guys faced off after the weigh-ins? It looked like you had words.
No, he didn't have he didn't have anything to say. He was staring, like, he walked over. I had my hand out to get a handshake. And then, he denied it. He just walked up and stared at me with this hard look. So I was like, you're fucking acting. You're acting right now. You're an actor. I go, we're going to fight tomorrow. And you know it's going to happen. I'm going to fucking hurt you. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to hurt you, bro. And then he kept staring at me. And as I was walking away, and I was just like, keep looking at me. That was all that was said.
Okay, cool. How great was it when you got your hand raised and then to have Rogan come over and interview you? I know that's something you probably have daydreamed about or fantasized, being in the winner's circle, as they speak.
Hell yeah, man. I probably dropped. It was like I was on Punch Drunk with all the F-bombs I dropped.
Oh, I was like, God, who is this, Eddie Murphy in 1985?
People were getting mad, but I'm like, you know what, dude? That's you. Do you, man.
Exactly, bro. I thought you were great.
Hey, you.
You know what, man? If you start saying F-words on TV, people pay attention.
Yeah,
so,
dude. You know. I think you were so scientific with it. A couple questions. What was the atmosphere like? I mean, like, when Rogan goes, this was super exciting. It was an honor to be here. He doesn't say that all the time. So, you know, when Rogan says it was like an honor to call a fight and or call a card, that it was amazing. Like, what was the feeling in that room? Because I think Cleveland is one a really, like, underappreciated city for, like, now. I mean, they've been taking a beating in sports, but just the people in general are really fucking sweet. And to be on a card where the heavyweight champion is from there, so you know the place is just cooking with gas. It's got to be electric. What was it like in the arena?
Oh, man. Like I said, I think it was about 20,000 people, and they were loud as heck. Like, yeah, they were loud. Like, walking out, man, I just got goosebumps, like, thinking about it. It was amazing, man. Cleveland's cool. We love the city. Me, my family, everyone I was talking to, we had a great time.
I love Cleveland.
Cleveland's cool, man. They're a bunch of blue collar people, very passionate, sports fans.
Very underestimated.
And, you know, they came out.
Underrated, excuse me. Very underrated.
I like how Mickey Gall. I like how you're like on the interview with Rogan and early in this podcast. You're like, man, fuck this and fuck that and fuck people hate each other. And you're like, they were loud as heck.
They were loud as heck. So do you have a girlfriend, Mickey?
Yeah.
Did she come to the fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
How stressed was she, bro?
I guess stress. You know, I got a lot of girls that love me. My mom, my sister. My sister actually came out with me for the whole fight week. She killed it for me. She was running errands and, you know, doing whatever I needed.
My
sister Jamie, I don't know if you guys see her sometimes, but she helps me out big time too.
When you got, let's talk about Northcutt. What a brilliant move. When you did it, I was sitting, I was pretty much at a chicken wings place by myself, sitting there eating. I was so happy. Everybody in the bar weren't big sport, like UFC fans, but a lot of them I could tell were like rooting for CM Punk. So, dude, I was like, it was so silent on that takedown. He threw the shittiest punch and you just shot on him. And I was like, it's just me going nuts in this bar.
Right.
And then when you called out Northcutt, I was like, brilliant. Oh, I didn't even see it coming. It's so brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get
I think you're going to get the fight. We got someone very special online. We got someone special online who wants to talk to you, so hold on. But I think you're going to get the fight. I think you played this so well, dude.
I heard that their people already said they were interested.
Yeah, Dana said he's going to make it happen. And,
that's
so
brilliant,
people
dude.
Texted him, so fuck yeah.
That's
dude,
so
that's
fucking
great,
brilliant, dude.
And that's two, you know, up-and-coming, you know, a lot of captivating, you know, eyes are on him, both can scrap. I would love for you to punch. What'd you say? You want to punch the spikes out of his hair?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what he said.
Yeah, punch the spikes out of his hair.
I loved it, dude.
I think it's really good for you because this win sets you up as someone they could get behind. And now they're putting you with this other guy that they kind of got behind but is suspect. And, like, they win as much with you winning as him winning. So I think this is a really good opportunity for you to kind of kill that sacred cow.
Well, it really
and
is kind of like, hey, who's the
like
next
Highlander
generation?
Shit.
Who's the next generation coming up of rivalries? Who's the next generation coming up of who are we going to pass the torch to? And here's two people that are great, that are you know, I mean, Mickey, you're definitely going to fuck this guy up. Now, how shocked were you that this fight was so similar in a way to your Mike Jackson fight, where it's just like, boom, you get on him, you get him in the corner, then it's just kind of like a ground and pound till you spin him into a rear naked choke?
That's what I do, man. I've been doing that for years. I had a feeling he was gonna, that CM Punk was gonna come out hot. Like I wanted to work my stand up. Like I really, a lot of the way I envisioned the fight was me, you know, hitting him with a two piece combination and knocking him out. But I had a feeling he was like, oh, I got all these people say I can't fight. I'm gonna come out there and prove I'm a real tough fighter and come in there and try and get at me right away. But he overcommitted, came in way too hot, so I. Yeah, too aggressively, so I just took him right down. And
Mickey, I have a question for you. What did he smell like?
Ari Shaffir joining the show.
He smelled great. I smelled a lot of iron by the end, but that was part of the blood flow.
Yeah,
that's
and
funny.
His face being up against the cage. Is there ever a time like if your mailman is late? And I'm walking by your house, and you, like, have him on the ground pressed up against your house, and then you spin him into a rear naked choke? Is that just something you do to everybody?
My mailman?
Anybody.
You said? Yeah, anyone who wants them can get them.
Mickey, we got someone very special on the line. He's a former UFC champion, and he is here. He wants to talk to you. Please welcome to the show a legend of the game, talking to a future legend of the game. Everybody, please welcome to the show GSP, everybody. Are you there, GSP?
Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
Hey!
Oh, hey, GSP.
Watching you fight there was a very big privilege for me. I put aside some dinosaur documentaries to watch the fight.
Nice of you. Nice of
you. Man, I appreciate that. I know that's very important to you. I appreciate that.
I cannot believe I saw the pay total that you were paid, and I would like to argue your case for more money. I think this man named Phil Brooks should pay you half of his purse.
Yeah, man, I was hoping he'd miss weight so I could get 20% of it, but, you know.
How much did you get?
That didn't happen, unfortunately.
How much did you get, Mickey?
I got 30. They released yesterday. I got 30. He got 500,000.
Oh, my.
500,000? This man should change his name to CM Junk. He is not a good fighter.
GSP.
GSP. Come on, we got to keep it fucking nice here.
I'm trying to keep it nice, but I'm sitting on the sidelines. I want the big money. I need to buy jean shorts and kitty litter and a new belt. Everything I have is old. I have put in my demand to the UFC, and they are giving $500,000 to a professional wrestler.
What are some... What? Jesus
down.
Christ.
Calm down. You're right, though. You're right.
George, you're coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
What?
I am coming in hot like CM Punk, but unlike that fight, I will be prepared to sprawl and blow. I am emotional right now, Mickey. I apologize. This is your moment, but my demands are in, and Dana White is not listening to me.
What are some of your demands, George?
He said you're not coming back, George. He said he doesn't think.
David Loazzo did a 10-fight deal, $300 million.
Jesus shit, $300 million for David Loazzo. Okay,
it's gonna happen.
I can understand why that maybe didn't get met. What else? Anything more reasonable?
Kitty litter will be legalized.
It's not off the table. What else?
I'll say my
I will not be under Reebok's deal. I can be promoted by anyone I want, namely the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
You're going to be sponsored by a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
If I want to be cornered by aliens, it should be allowed. I will have at least one alien in the corner at all times.
Well, you know, for a moment, I had the Burger King, so I don't see the problem with it.
I mean, Mickey, you've been recently had some, you know, back and forth dealings with the UFC now that you just got out of the octagon. Do any of those demands sound unreasonable?
No, I don't see why. GSP should be able to write his own ticket, man. If he wants to ride, go to the cage riding on a dinosaur, no problem.
Yeah. This guy has a good head on his shoulders. I knew I liked him from the minute I saw him. He's a good-looking, polished American boy, and I like what I hear. But the $30,000 really sticks in my craw. I think CM Junk should give you at least $10,000.
I would like that. I think you should give half of it. Now, real quick, because Mickey's got, we can't have him on the phone all day. He's got media obligations, all this shit. Any advice for Mickey GSP? Like, he's a young up and coming superstar, like
undefeated.
How to train, how to work, how to handle the pressure of the media, how to handle people that maybe get trolls. Well, any suggestions for Mickey that will help, ma'am?
First of all, if you ever win a belt, you need to wear it all around. Don't listen to the haters who say this is stupid. You need to show people you are the true champ.
Like
second
everywhere?
Of all, you need a best friend, a real role partner in life, somebody like a David Loazzo. Maybe he has a relative you can test out to have as your best friend and wingman.
Done.
Third of all, you need to fight GSP. You need to be tested. I want to fight Mickey Gall. I'm putting it out there right now.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Big Whoa. Fight.
Mickey, would you fight George St. Pierre down the line?
Yeah, hell yeah. Why not? I'm a fighter. I get to fight everyone. This GSP, I fight right now.
I fucking would love
he's
to see
calling,
that.
He's calling me out. I will fight unsanctioned if you want out of the UFC because Dana White will not listen to my demands.
Well, they're pretty big.
Let's do it, man. Ride that alien ship over to Jersey.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the dinosaurs? If you say a bad thing, I will fly to Jersey right now.
Mickey,
how do I feel about dinosaurs?
What is your dream fight? If you could fight anybody.
Yeah, you got your last fight. What's your next fight?
I know you want us to do Sage next, but like the dream fight where you're like, oh, this would be the happiest time of my life. Like if you could fight anybody. Right now, who would it be? Well, when you're, let's say, yeah, what's the dream fight?
How about Mark Coleman right now?
How about Ann Coulter?
Ann Coulter.
That's a good fight.
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know, man. I guess I'm just really, I really hope I get that stage fight, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I probably have to think, of anyone? Oh, man.
We should start a hashtag.
Who should Mickey fight?
Gall versus Sage.
And don't limit it to people in the UFC.
Dude, we'll do that. Let's do Gall versus Sage. Fucking make it happen. We'll start hashtagging it. Get everybody on the podcast to hashtag it.
I'd like to see him kick Putin's ass.
Yeah, who?
I would like to see Mickey kick Putin's ass.
Like from Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey, you should go. Your next fight, you should throw a curveball and just go fight in those Russian, like, 5-on-5 MMA leagues.
But just him alone.
Yeah, where they wear armor.
Yeah,
those are so stupid.
How about bumfights.com? Anybody in bumfights.com you think about fighting?
I'm the welterweight champ.
That one girl was pretty good.
I'm kidding. I can't.
He's the welterweight champ of bum fights. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Wait, serious question.
I think you should fight Sage Northcutt. You guys are both too attractive and young. I think it will attract the wrong clientele to the fight.
Who do you think it'll attract, George?
It's going to attract men who like men, which I am totally for, but I think this will be a homoerotic love fest.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Why not? Why can't we fight and be sexy?
That's fine, but I'm just concerned.
Hey, dude, you enjoy the fight your way. I'll enjoy the fight my way.
Hey, Mickey.
Maybe the winner, if the winner of this fight gets to do a ballroom dance with Paige VanZant in the center of the octagon.
There's a lot of good suggestions, you guys.
I'm sure a lot of people would care to see that. Mickey, is there any timeline? Is there any, tentative? I know nothing's set in stone. The fight isn't even set in stone. But do you have some sort of timeline of when you'd like to see this Sage thing unfold?
Yeah, you can stay in camp, right?
I'm sorry?
You can stay in camp. You're not hurt at all, are you?
No, I'm good. I'm going to take a week off just because I trained really hard all camp just to let, my body, my muscles recover. But I asked the dude in the garden. I want to, that's
that
my
would
backyard.
Be
I'm
awesome, dude.
I'll be at that one. I'll be at that one. That'd be cool. But everyone's putting in for that one.
Join the club?
Yeah.
You dumb fuck.
Yeah, man. I would like to do it there. I just heard something about Sage saying he can't do it in the garden. He has a staff session or something. But anywhere, man. I was pretty vocal about saying I didn't think I should be on the main card. I was a real MMA fan and purist. I was fighting after Uriah Faber, which I thought was crazy, and Jimmy Rivera. But now that I got a taste of the main card and all the crowd and the lights, dude, that's all I want.
Brother. Good for you.
Wait, I got a couple questions for you. One, I couldn't see it because I was in
Usyn Goofin.
You can go on YouTube, dude. The full fights, all the fights are on YouTube now. It's crazy.
What did you do for your entrance? Did you do the LeBron James thing?
Dude, I'm really glad you asked that. I asked at the official weigh-ins if I could do that. They said no because someone could slip on the scale.
Oh.
I asked. I was at the official weigh-in. I was going to go up on the scale, make my weight, and I was going to do the powder toss.
Oh, that would have been the
sorry,
best.
Can't do that.
That would have been awesome.
I know, but now I know to do things and ask for apologies later.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, ask for permission. Yeah.
That's how I feel about sex sometimes.
Well, Tebow, see, now we're
in now a that's uncomfortable.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on the sex during fighting camp? Are you team no sex or team lots of sex?
Team lots of sex, of course. You gotta get that. You know, you gotta get that energy out.
You got to work all the muscles.
This guy knows what's up. I am also team lots of sex.
We know you are. You wear jean shorts. You do a lot of fucking with jean shorts. Duh.
That's so
you
can take them up a little bit.
So you got a week off, Mickey. What do you do on your week off? You going to play some video games, eat some pizza, just be weird with your girlfriend? Just what's the plan? Go visit exotic places like Pennsylvania? Where are you going to go?
I'm going to be going around. Next week I'm going to be going to Legion of Skanks, you're the East Coast.
I heard that. You got to wear a punch drunk shirt.
I 100% will. I will. And
hilarious.
I've been wearing my punch drunk shirts around.
Do it, dude.
I'm just going to go hang out with friends, man. I haven't been seeing, you know, I'm busy. I train 2 times a day. I have to neglect a lot of my friends. So I'm going to, tonight I'm going to dinner with a couple of my friends, you know, just seeing people that I've been.
How has it been?
Mickey, wait. I got a question for you. Have girls from your past been hitting you up?
Great question.
He's got a girlfriend. Yeah. Let's keep it fucking professional.
I got a girlfriend, but that's been happening.
Of course it has.
Shafir can get laid off his, in quote, fame. I mean, what will this guy get? He's a real celebrity, Ali.
Jordan, you keep fucking coming at me, man. I'm going to come at you back.
You want to fight me, Ari? You have a lot of Twitter followers. Apparently the UFC allows anyone who can get an audience.
Mickey, if I fight Ari at Jason Ellis Mania, would you come to Vegas and fucking hang out and fucking...
I would 100% do that. That would be great.
We should get Rogan to call it and have Mickey come out and hang out.
Hey, Mickey. Yeah. What was... There's a lot of, hubbub going around that you had a cut above your right eyebrow. Is that from training, or what was that?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, shit.
That was from an old eyebrow ring. I remember seeing you.
I'll give you guys a little Punch Drunk exclusive.
Love it.
Punch Drunk exclusive. Breaking news. Anybody. Nothing.
This is a secret. This is serious, because I had to, strategically... keep this out. I got 21 stitches a month ago on my eyebrow.
That's a lot of stitches, dude.
Yeah. I'm kind of regretting saying this right now because I kept it a good secret for so long. But, I got a headbutt. And, from my best training partner, my buddy LJ Boley, and I was like, shit.
Fucking Boley.
So I just had to be smart.
Is that your David Loazzo?
Yeah, LJ Boley is definitely my David Loazzo.
Luazzo would never headbutt me. That man should be caned by a Singapore cane.
So you...
Incidental, buddy.
So you got a head...
That is true, but he has to realize that you are fighting Phil Brooks. This is a big fight for you, and the head needs to be far away from you. I am very upset with this man.
Wow, that's crazy. So you got a headbutt going into this fight, and you got stitches on the DL, and you had to be like, I can't let anybody know about this, or they're going to move my fight.
Yeah, but it's recovered. It's healed since then. I left the stitches in for 2 weeks when they're out there filming the countdown show. Everyone saw them, but it's healed perfectly now. I've been hitting it. It's no problem.
You're like Hillary Clinton with pneumonia.
Do you have to notify them about stuff like that?
I didn't say a word.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. That's what a crazy, and you're just like, just it'll heal as much as it heals, and I only need, 2 minutes and 15 seconds to beat this guy anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Mickey. Wow,
this guy is slick. I like his style. What is your fight nickname?
It's Mickey Gall, man.
No, dude.
You have no rush, no nothing?
We should come up with a name. I like the pale horse.
The favorite punch of one I got was... Mickey Wrecking Gall, like Wrecking Ball.
I like that.
I made that my Punch Drunk team. Like
my second favorite one, because there was a bunch that Punch Drunk gave you, but my second favorite one was Mickey, Teve's best friend, not Ari, and definitely not Sam.
What?
Definitely not Fight Nanny, and not Aaron.
That's a long nickname,
friend.
Man. It's going to be tough.
Gall! Well, you got to hear the Gall.
It's a little verbose.
I'll fight all comers any day of the week, anytime. I also like dinosaurs, Gall.
That's too long.
like the dinosaur
Mickey,
part in that.
Real quick,
Mickey, serious question. Serious question. Who's your fight? Like, who's your fight camp? Like, who trains you and stuff?
I train out of Grayson, New Jersey, under David Beav. I also train with Jim and Dan Miller up at Miller Brothers AMA Fight Club.
Why are you not hanging up on him right now?
Dude,
why are you not hanging up on
him? I had it!
What better question could I have asked you to hang up on this?
Try it again!
You asked me that before.
Mickey, what's
there
your
you
favorite
go.
Color?
I just hung up on him. There you go. Are you happy, Ari?
No, I'm not. I gave you the perfect opportunity.
No, because I knew what I was doing. I was about to ask him about his fantasy league. And then you blew it. You blew it! You had a chance, Ari, and you blew it!
Is this build up for your fight? You guys, the tension is high. I like it.
Yeah.
Dude, what a cool guy, Mickey Gall.
Mickey Gall. Oh, Mickey, you're so fun, you're so fun, you're so fun. I loved it. It was great.
What a cool guy.
I think he's great. It's so weird when somebody happy for him, is and that's fan such of a yours when you're a fan of theirs.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like GSP, I'm a fan of it. Sometimes I don't know if these fighters want to talk to our GSP. Because they might have to actually talk to the real GSP.
Oh, he's a fan.
What are you saying? That I am not I am the real GSP?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I didn't hang up on you.
No, I think what he's saying is, GSP, that you're not the GSP you once were.
Yeah,
we want to see you back in the octagon.
That's why I am.
Because I'm half the man I used to be.
So, Ari, guess
you
who?
You ever just sing that and look in the mirror and cry?
Yes. All the time, dude.
Just asking for a friend of mine named David.
What's his last name?
Rhymes with Collazo.
I wonder what that is.
That's not a word.
Hey, Ari, I see you're going to Justin Bieber concert, and you're calling me out for being less of a man?
Hold on. You're going to a Bieber concert, Ari?
I went to one in Reykjavik.
What?
This guy went by himself. So Amber crazy. Alert. Amber alert.
We knew he liked young women, but good googly moogly.
Creepy, dude. So fucking creepy.
Did you
creepy.
Rent a young Icelandic boy to go as your son, you sick piece of shit?
No, I just went with a friend of mine and his wife.
So creepy, dude.
Hit that video thing for him.
Let me hit the video thing. Here we go. There we go.
No.
Ari, you ruined that hang up.
No, you ruined it. I gave you the lead.
No, you ruined it because I knew what I was doing.
Well, when I'm doing this, what do you think that is?
Well, we didn't see you, dude. I can't see you. I can't see you.
That's your fault. As soon as I'm back on, you should see me.
I know I can't. You're such a... Dude, the worst
thing I got to establish a code word, like a safe word, when Ari says it.
I like that. GSP.
When I do this.
There's no do it. Just say, oh man, it's getting hot. Start singing Nelly's, it's getting hot in here. And that's
very subtle. That's a good cue.
I think that.
Where do you train? Oh, it's getting hot.
I think that the code word. The code word for like hanging up on someone, we should just do it. Here comes a hang up. What if we do that?
No, I like it's getting hot in here.
Yeah,
so I was walking down the street and I just noted it's getting hot in here. Boom, hang up. I like it.
I think even if we don't sing it because people start to wreck it, you just work it's getting hot in here into the fucking sentence somehow.
I'm dying. Wow, that was
cool. Follow-up question for Ari.
Okay.
Yes, George.
Did you try to use your fame to meet Bieber? Be honest.
Be honest. Did
I
you
did
tell
not,
him?
But I, if Pete Davidson, who's friendly with them, said, hey, you should meet him, I would have gone to meet him.
Yeah, why
and
not?
You kept on throwing it out. Hey, Pete, what do you think? Hint, hint.
Dude, that guy is not a good performer.
What?
Yeah.
Wow,
Pete Davidson, how dare you?
I was just gonna say that.
It's a really good performer. I mean, Justin Bieber, man. It was like a mall show.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Yeah. All
no,
he's ever
it
done.
Wasn't even like he didn't do. I think there was no choreography.
Listen, dude, that lights, guy, his demographic is artistic terrorist who don't give a shit about anything other than seeing him and being cute. That's all they care about. That group of people in there, including you, Ari, are artistic terrorists who ruin everything.
14-year-old girls?
Yeah, that's all they are. They don't give a shit about what's going on. They don't give a shit.
No, they weren't that into it either. They weren't even that into it. They're like, what is this? He wasn't even putting the microphone to his mouth for maybe 70% of the songs. He
yeah.
was just kinda...
You know why, dude? He's been doing this forever, since he was a kid, before he even had a say, and he's kind of fucking over it. And he's like,
fuck
I...
Too.
And he just, like, he wants to take it. He should take a year or two off, but he's making so much fucking money.
That's he's already made that money. Hey, you guys buy merch?
The issue is he's making so much money for other people.
Can I say something?
He can afford to take a year off. The 70 people that he employs cannot.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So the person I think is way talented that gets no respect is Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
You ever watch her on the Voice? She's fucking excellent. People don't give her any credit because she went through that weird teenage years where she's like, everybody look at my pussy, you know, like it was that weird moment. But if you actually watch her, she's really smart, and she's got skills, dude. She's got a lot of skills, and she grew up.
Someone's got that crush.
Oh, I eat the butt all day. I have to keep those choppers away from my dick because they just
you
chew
love
it
big
off.
Teeth. Though.
I do, though.
That's why you like her. Because I was gonna say people like Miley Cyrus.
I think there's a lot of people who shit, like, anytime she does Saturday Night Live, she gets no laughs because it's a bunch of catty-ass motherfuckers. She's excellent.
Also, that show hasn't been good for, like, 25
years.
Melissa
Villaseñor's on it now.
Well, congratulations. That's cool.
Well, that is cool. That's two people from the Comedy Store. Can any other comedy club say that?
Who's the other one?
Leslie Jones.
Oh, yeah, Leslie Jones.
How do you not know that?
Duh.
I don't know. I just wasn't thinking about it, really.
Well, I respect that.
Ari also does a lot of drugs in his defense, like me.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of
drugs. Technically, you don't do drugs,
though. Can you smoke the litter?
I do smoke it sometimes, but you feel like it's like gravel in your lungs, but it's cool, but it's also not that cool.
It's cool.
It feels like gravel in your lungs.
It's cool.
Why is it cool, but not that cool?
Because it feels like a buttery croissant, but also feels like jagged glass at the same time. Really the only way to put it.
Well, those two things couldn't be more opposite.
That is the only
God,
way.
God, I'm so horny right now. Anyone else?
I'm totally horny, dude. You got my dick hard.
It's getting hot. It's getting hot in there. Huh? No,
it's getting hot in here.
Oh no! I sense something coming.
Oh. That was so great. That was so great. It's getting hot in here.
Ari, why don't we have video for you? Did you just call us?
Yeah, Ari, put on some fucking video.
It's on.
No, we can't see you.
Why can't we see you? But you can.
Oh, because you added me to what's the call? How about
oh, here
that?
It comes. Juno's disappearing. Yay! There he is.
What
the
time's
person
your
behind
flight?
He's doing some. Eating some chopstick or some Chinese food?
What time's your flight?
Trying to give me some upskirts. I got to go in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Well, because in about 50 minutes, we have to do our raffle.
What's the raffle?
our Patreon raffle. People donate to our Patreon. They get in our that guy looks like he has no pants.
We're raffling off your furniture from your New York apartment.
I wish you were in Germany, where that German airport where you can go to the adult bookstore that's in the German airport.
I don't know about that, but I do know that you can get...
Do stuff. Let's send you on an airport adventure.
Yeah, go around. Interview people. No, don't do it.
Yeah, like the old days. Tell you what, call me back on my... and I'll answer on my iPad.
What?
Why?
So then I can move around and show people. Like the old days when I used to have an iPhone.
Good. Yeah, look at that. It got hot in here.
He forgot about... I forgot he has that fucking shit phone.
It's so funny. I'm afraid to hang up on certain people. Like, I didn't want to hang up on Mickey Gall.
Well, I just didn't want to hang up on him while he's like, I'll give you guys a breaking exclusive story. Yeah, I know hundreds of thousands of people on the internet were wondering what happened with this, but what it really clicked.
So funny.
It's so quiet without all that airport noise.
Right?
Yeah.
Ari ruined the show. Let's get into NFL real quick. How'd your fantasy football league, how'd your fantasy team do?
Falcons lost. I lost in all four leagues, and I'm already out
all
of my.
Leagues?
I'm already out of my pick'em, my suicide pool.
You had a bad week.
Every which way I could have lost this week, I did.
In life,
no, in
just
fantasy?
In football.
With all of them.
Somebody come with a leaf blower and blow your bed away.
No, because leaves just keep falling, man. That's life.
That's life.
You know.
That's life.
Leaves fall. I sleep. That's
are you in four leagues this year?
Same, yeah. As always.
And you lost all of them?
I think that was Ari, wasn't it, Ari?
No.
Oh. Yeah,
you
all four of them.
You call him, right?
Oh, no, I won one, I lost three.
I won two, lost two.
One, lost
one I lost by a point.
But also the three, well, yeah, Matt Nose barely beat me last night, too.
I destroyed everybody in the Comedy Store League, and I had one guy score 0 points.
I mean, I scored like 122 and still lost. The... But my problem was the three leagues that I was in that I lost, all three of those leagues I had Gronkowski as like my first or second pick.
Should we take some calls?
And he didn't even play.
Should we take some calls?
Where's Ari? Because we just sent Ari on a mission.
We're going to do, we have Ari too. Hello, 781? Then you know, go fuck yourself.
I don't think you took it.
I tried Ari, neither of them worked. I won, dude, I scored 147 points in the Comedy Store League, and I had one dude who didn't even play.
Yeah, everybody
who didn't even
did.
Score. Who
everybody even scored score. A gazillion in that league. I mean, it's a 10-team league.
You well, I scored fucking, more than everybody else.
Everybody has people on their bench that scored 37 points on their bench. And you're like, yeah, I'm not going to start him. There we go. Let's see how this goes.
I won. I won. I lost the point by in the Punch Drunk League. It pissed me off.
I think I won in one Punch Drunk League, and then I lost in my other three.
I lost in my upstate year. I mean, dude. RG3, what is it? Ari done? Ari done?
10 weeks.
10 weeks? I thought it was three or four.
They put him on the IR, so he's automatically 10 weeks.
He can't, my God, that poor guy.
He can't come back till after week 10. So at most, he plays six games
in the
NFL. The
person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
By the
way, please leave a message after the beep.
That woman talks more than the fight nanny does on this podcast.
Honestly, I've just been so scared from the beginning when Ari would yell at me not to talk. I was just feel like I was trained not to speak.
Well,
and
know,
he's like, don't talk unless spoken to. This is what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
No,
like,
that was when we were
he's
dating.
Like, don't talk unless
that was when we were dating. You can speak as freely as you want now.
Okay.
That's
well,
just
hold
when
on.
Women
I'm
know
just,
their
you guys
place.
Were dating I'm while so she was on this?
No.
She said, don't speak when spoken to. I said that when we were dating. You can
no,
talk as
just,
much as
he just doesn't want to hear about all the Punch Drunk or slipping you D's in your fucking, slipping in the DMs. That's all. That's really all he cares about. He doesn't want to hear about all the D going on in a DM.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. Quiet. She's so quiet. She's so scared. She's
I'm,
so,
just, I'm really scared of Ari, guys.
I mean, I think you shouldn't be. I think RG3, and I said it before, and I said it to you in text yesterday, I think, he's the Derrick Rose of the NFL. If it's not his knee, it's his other knee. If it's not his other knee, it's his shoulder. If it's not his shoulder, it's his fucking...
Let me ask you. Do you think it's possible he could? You could see him move the wide receiver because
no
he's
way.
More built
Are you
for that?
Crazy?
He's way more built for that.
Every time he gets tackled, he fucking breaks something. If he goes a wide receiver, he'll play two games.
Who's a bigger bust, him or Ryan Leaf?
Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, not even close, right?
Absolutely.
Now, can someone be a bust if it's due to injuries? Is it, you know, like Greg Oden, he was a bust, but I don't think he's a bust.
But he was a bust because he never got off. Like RG3, we at least saw him get off. We saw what RG3 is capable of. We've seen what Derrick Rose is capable of if he's healthy. The question is, when these contracts, as they get older and their contracts come up again, you're like, how much is an actual investment in this guy? Like, I mean, if he's 100% healthy, he's an $80 million player. But am I going to put in $80 million to a guy that I'm going to get two games a year out of?
Right.
So then you start going, then he starts spending his whole career on these 1 year, $2 million deals, hoping to stay healthy so that someone will, like,
right.
What? Two good years
right.
in a row, he's healthy. I mean, we
right.
see that with Derrick Rose.
Right.
You know, and GMs start going, fuck, man, I only have X amount of money with this salary cap. How much do I want to invest in a guy
right.
that's. Same thing with Manziel. It's like, what are you going to invest in a guy that's going to go AWOL?
Yep.
What are you going to, you know?
I agree.
You're not going to.
Let's talk about the L.A. Rams and the giant big shit pile.
Here's what I think I learned after week one. And everybody panics. And you know how it is. Everyone, week one, everyone's like, hey.
The Raiders.
Yeah, but you do that. People are doing that too. Like, dude, it's like, hey, yeah, but that's one game. You're one injury away
My
from the wheels
part
falling
of the
off
Raiders
the
Raiders winning is Josh Montgomery. That's totally stupid. That call was uncalled for. That's such a bad call.
Well, he's silly too. Here's what we know. I think I know. Here's what
okay,
I know.
Okay, here's what Tebow knows about the NFL week one.
The Rams are the worst team in the NFL, and the Steelers are the best team in the NFL. And the Steelers did whatever they wanted all night long without the best running back in football. That's pretty damn impressive.
I can respect that.
They're missing two Pro Bowl players, and they just walked right through the Skins.
Washington.
Who's another team that everyone's like, oh, the Redskins are going to the playoffs. Oh, the Redskins are supposed to be
well,
really good.
Well, that whole division sucks. Eagles might come out of that.
Giants are fine.
I just want to say something I said to you in private. I want to say that about Jeff Fisher. If we remember, Jeff Fisher, I think Jeff Fisher is the Byron Scott of the NFL in that this guy is not good at cultivating young, high draft picks. If you remember what he did with Vince Young? Remember that? Remember he benched them? They went 0-8, and then he put them in. They went on that insane run where they won like 7 games in a row and almost actually made the playoffs with Vince Young. He does this, dude. He's just one of those guys. He's like, we gotta have veterans. It's like, nah, man. It's a first pick. A first pick in the draft. You gotta play that guy.
Nah, dude.
Why not?
Goff's not ready to play right now.
Oh, and fucking Prescott is?
Prescott has to
Prescott,
play.
They have no choice.
There's no choice. Romo's out.
Well, what about Wentz? They traded away fuckface.
Wentz had no choice. Okay. And Wentz seems like he's more ready to play. I mean, Prescott has to play. Wentz is no other option. To me, that's like, and, you know, Andrew worked, he works for the Rams. And
that
he's like,
wasn't very good.
And he's like, yeah, Goff is quite a bit ways away from being ready. The game's just too fast for him. And that doesn't mean he's not going to be able to fucking get it.
Yeah, but let me ask you something. I mean, with the exception of him getting pounded back there, which I don't know, was that the problem with the Rams last night? Is that they couldn't block anybody? Was that the problem? I don't think that was.
No.
It was just the offense was bad. So how do you get game speed ready? You got to be in the game. How is golf worse than 28-0?
Because if you could stunt his development by throwing him into the fire really quick. Again, to me, it's an investment. It's like I'm going to get this guy up to NFL speed and familiar with this playbook. It's a guy who's never had a huddle before in his life. Always out of fucking no huddle, all of college. He can't even call these plays right in the huddle. Everyone's standing around him like, dude, what are you talking about? I mean, you've seen, and even Andrew said this. I maybe even shouldn't be saying this, but like him reading plays in the huddle comes across like if you were to do that 5-paragraph read for Shave Club.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everyone's arguing.
I would do it worse than you just read it.
And I'm saying when you have a 45-second play clock, when you have a 45-second play clock and nobody in that huddle even understands what you're saying right now, it doesn't matter if you can throw an out pass even better.
Yeah. Well, dude, they should have thought about that before they spent their entire draft to go up and get him. Especially
that
you see
he's going to be ready in 2 years. That's when he's going to be ready.
Yeah, but that was done for now and keep it jazzy. And guess who's not going to be here in 2 years if they fuck it? Is Jeff Fisher.
Would you guys say that it's okay right now if anybody wants to jump on the Los Angeles Rams bandwagon?
Absolutely. Now's the time to do it. And now's the time where you get respect for doing it. Not like the Patriots move
dude,
here.
They're not like the Patriots move here. I have a number one team and then 2 second place teams. I'm Raiders. Raiders for life. And then I have Buffalo Bills and the Rams.
I do the exact same thing.
Man, those are 3 shitty teams.
Bears, Rams.
Oh, all the time, dude. I remember I was doing Captain Brian's. And I went to Sports Talk Radio. And the guy was like, so what are your teams? I'm like, Clippers, Raiders. Like, bandwagon. I'm like, what? Dude, you've met me. This is the first time you met me. You haven't 20 years ago.
I'm getting all the Cubs shit now. You're like, yeah, man, bandwagon. I'm like, you can't win. I got 35 years of them sucking cock. They're finally decent, and now you shit on me?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, more than 35, right?
I'm saying in my life.
No, well,
I mean,
you're 44.
Since I went to my first Cubs game at age 8 or something. Whatever the fuck.
But they were still sucking when you didn't even know they were there.
The last time they won a World Series, people drove horses as cars.
So you're saying it's almost like if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there, does it make a sound? That's a great question. Like if a team sucks and you don't know they exist, do they still suck? That's really what you said right there.
Maybe.
Okay. I like the way you said. So, hey, dude, that was a great tour of the airport. Thank you for showing us.
I'll say this, Ari.
Shocking Hoban.
Let me finish this with the Rams, Ari. Here's the problem. And I'm arguing with somebody last night about it. One of those people that just never shuts the fuck up. I won't say his name.
Brett Ernst?
No, this time it wasn't him.
I was in the car with him the other day, and he was driving, and he was just going off, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, you texted me that. I go. I hope this isn't a cross-country drive. Here's the problem with the Rams, and everyone's saying quarterback and all that shit. They're too easy to defensively scheme against. You stop Gurley, you beat that team.
No, the thing they really stop is, like, Austin. Like, dude, everything he does, they never get him down the field.
He's tiny. He sucks.
All of his plays.
He's not a number one guy.
You can't name a defensive coordinator that Kenny Britt and Tyvon Austin strike fear into. No defensive coordinator goes, man, we're going to have to double team both these guys. Tyvon Austin is 5'8 with 4-inch heels on. He's the size of Doc Willis.
Yeah.
He should wear cleats instead.
Unless he's 35, unless he has a 30 yard, unless he has you beat by 20 yards, you can't even see him as the quarterback.
Right.
And Kenny Britt's big, and actually he had a decent game, but you throw single coverage on both those guys, and now you got a safety that can just kind of stick around, and then you got another safety, and all your linebackers were just like, tackle Gurley.
Yep.
And now your quarterback can't do shit.
Dude, how much is Gurley hate? How much is everybody who drafted Gurley fucking shitting the bed?
There's always this week one thing where everybody panics like a motherfucker.
Week one. True.
You're like, oh, man, Adrian Peterson got me 4 points. Trade him. He's going to get his.
More than the other sports.
Yeah, because
one week matters so much. But
one game matters, yep.
Sam, what? What'd you look up? What was it?
I wanted to see what his rushing yards were, and I couldn't find it quick enough.
Because you were looking at your text messages?
Is that true, though?
Yes, it was true.
You were on Twitter.
Me too, Brute!
He was looking that up on Twitter. I did actually see he was on Twitter.
Yeah, I was trying to find his exact yards.
Tyvon Austin, I don't believe he has ever eclipsed 600 yards in one season. And they just gave him this new $55 million deal.
How many draft picks did they give up? I can't look it up because I got a Jew that will fucking ride me if I do. How many draft picks did the Rams give up for that first pick?
For what first pick?
What first pick do you think I'm talking about if I'm talking about the Rams?
I thought you were saying Tyvon Austin was a first-round pick, and they moved
Goff.
Up to get him.
For Goff.
They got up a lot. It was a lot.
I mean, they needed a quarterback. I mean, just because the guy didn't play week one or hasn't played doesn't mean he's a bust. It just means
he's
not ready
either.
To play.
But you got to play this guy. And how many games do they have to lose before they're like, what do we got to lose? Throw him out there. It's a first-round pick. It's a first pick in the draft.
I just tend to have the thing of like, it's almost like CM Punk in a way,
yeah.
Where you're like, all the regular people are like, man, he's this fucking super duper guy and we should get him in there. But all the people in the know that saw him training and saw him practicing were like, we're going to have to fucking.
Rut-row. I heard Scooby-Doo said rut-row.
We're gonna have to move this down a couple months. Let him get. And I'm not saying that he's bad. It's just night and day. From no huddle, West Coast offense at Cal
right.
To NFL speed, and you have to memorize War and Peace and give everybody a quick, here's what happens in this chapter in 10 seconds
right.
Before every
it's
single play.
Game. There's no bigger jump in sports than NFL to college football, from college to pro.
Yeah,
no
Reggie Bush is like, he was blown away. He's like,
and that's
college,
not even a quarterback.
In the college, he was a fast guy. In the NFL, everybody's fast.
Oh, and linebackers are as fast as he was. He used to blow by people,
What's the easiest sport, do you think, to transition? I think it's basketball.
From college to pros?
Yeah.
Six picks they gave up? Oh, Jesus.
I think it's basketball. Because baseball, you really got to play in the minors for a while.
I think it depends on your position. I think if you're a wing guy, like a shooting guard or a scoring forward, it's a little easier. If you're a center or a point guard, it's fucking rough, dude.
I don't know, man. People come in all the time and almost all-stars in their rookie year.
I mean, there's positions that I imagine is smooth.
Dude, point guard in the NBA is incredibly hard.
Punters, probably a pretty easy transition.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, granted, two punters a year get drafted and probably don't even make the team because you don't need a lot of punters. That's not a lot of turnover in that job. If you're an NFL punter, you either get injured or you retire, and then they,
Did anybody surprise you week one?
Deliver groceries until somebody else fucks up. And
Rams.
Like, oh, I'm ready. I've been staying in shape.
But positively.
Rams surprise. I was shocked at how bad the Rams were. I thought they were going to do something.
How were anyone good? Like, you're like, oh, they're better than I thought they were going to be.
I know it's going to sound crazy because everyone always says they're going to be good and whatever. I was pretty fucking impressed with how good the Steelers looked. I mean, you factor all the thing in suspensions that weren't there and how easily they ran through a team that spent $70 million on the number one cornerback to stop the pass, and he got eaten alive, Josh Norman. He got eaten alive by the Steelers. And you're like, wow. And the Redskins, here's what I don't get. You spend $70 million on this corner, bring him in to your new defense, and week one you play the Steelers, and he doesn't guard the best Antonio Brown. Didn't guard the best receiver in football till like the third quarter. Why'd you bring this guy in?
Yeah.
If there's ever a time, you're like, thank God I got it.
Where like they try to keep these all-stars from having to take each other on so they don't show up each other. It's like you see it happen all the time. Like, why isn't that guy covering that guy?
Dion used to go again. Dion would just pick a side, and he was like, nobody's going left.
Dion always took the best guy. He was like, whoever's the best guy.
He took a side of the field, and he goes, you can line up wherever you want. This side is shut down.
Yeah, for sure, dude. And that's nobody else, like, who else did pretty well? I thought San Diego was going to beat Kansas City. I thought that was going to be good.
That's a devastating injury, too.
Kansas City would have really hurt if they lost that game, because that's a game they have to win. That's a tough division.
That's a game they have to win for you. That would have hurt you.
Yeah, but even for them, because they got Denver and San Diego, the two top teams in that division. No one else really matters.
Okay, I like that little shit-eating grin you threw when
if
you
they
said
lose, that. If they lose, you could have a sort of crappy team sneak in at like 9-7.
Dude, when
everybody now, the funny thing is everybody now thinks the Niners are good.
You know, the funniest thing is like as soon as that two-point conversion happened, Steven Azizi was on the phone telling Ari to get his asshole ready to get bleached.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to him about that bet the other night. He's a big fan of it. We should get Ren Azizi to have to come watch it so he'll throw up.
Gold.
So while Ari's getting his asshole bleached.
Into it, and then we can bleach it out. It's getting a little bit hot in here.
Okay. All right, dude. Have a safe flight, dude.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
You guys, it's so hard to stay awake during football talk. I would never say that to him because I don't need to get yelled at with Jesus.
Well, we'll yell at you for it.
We're about to get
handle it because you guys are my friends.
I want to look at
I was like legitimately like pulling my eyes and like yawning.
Okay, let's see who's surprisingly good. Minnesota's defense shocked me.
They played really well.
You're talking to the mic because you sound really far in here.
They played really well.
Who else did I think was good? I was surprised how bad the Bills were. Bears are who we thought they were. Texans look good. Everybody's been saying the Texans were going to be good.
The Texans look really good, and that kid I drafted looks really good.
which one?
The one Will Fuller. I drafted in like the last round of comedy. I got him in.
I just wanted you to say his name.
Will Fuller?
From Notre Dame.
Yeah, he was good.
Both those guys, I think, are going to be good. I mean, anytime you got someone like Hopkins or any one of these other people.
On the one side?
I mean, Mohamed Sanu killed it. Just because Roddy White's getting, Julio Jones is getting doubled. Mohamed Sanu had fucking touchdown, 90 yards or something. Like, same thing. Fuller looked good. He's fast. He might be the fastest guy in the NFL. He almost broke the combine record of the 40.
Yeah, getting Fuller. Close to, what's his face? Chad Johnson or Chris Johnson?
Chris, yeah.
What do you want? I know you want to get in some baseball real quick.
Well, I was going to say that after the Chargers lost, all of my friends in San Diego were like, fuck it, move to L.A.
Really?
Yeah. It was bad.
Really?
So tired of that team sucking so
hard. And they lost their number one receiver, and that's such a fucking brutal injury for a team like that. Because they really rely on that guy a lot. Allen is like all of their passing game.
All right, let's get into this. Can we get into some? You want to? Can we talk baseball in a few? Let's do this raffle real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're gonna do a raffle. Hey, we're doing a raffle. What's up, dude? What's up? What's up, everybody? What's up?
Sammy Trias, you're looking fucking fabulous.
Oh, perfect. How are you, dude?
Jeb.
I'm doing fan-fucking-tastic, boys. How are y'all doing?
Good to hear. Usually you talk to us, the wheels are falling off the bus.
Yeah, you seem like you're doing
well. He just had a stroke on the floor after eating Cheerios.
Hell, all this football make me talk. Well, hell, I was thinking about this whore that used to have huge tits, and she had an ass like Ric Flair's daughter, too. Sad thing is this
Is that good or bad?
Well, I mean, as much, you know, since I ain't had pussy in so long, I don't really give a fuck how. I'd still probably hit it now, and I never did get to hit it either, boys.
But you say Ric Flair's daughter's ass, like everybody in the world should know if, like,
she's
what
hot.
That is.
She's
oh, she
hot.
Is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's got like a little 11-year-old dude ass, though, you know, her
well,
head.
Well, that's why she's hot.
Yeah, yeah, that is true. Hell, sad not... thing is, this boulder smoker comes inside her and made a little chubby ginger kid, though, boys.
I don't even know what he said there.
That was just a whole hodgepodge of fucking southern slang.
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk and Cousin Jeb.
Hello?
Hey, you're on with Punch Drunk and Cousin Jeb.
Hell yeah. What's going on, man? So this is actually my first time calling, so I didn't know this really went down like this. So I have two things for you guys.
Okay. We'd love to hear them. You seem positive. You seem like you're a guy who gets shit done. You got a good head on your shoulders. Doesn't he sound like he knows what he's doing? Unlike Jeb, who sounds like he's going to
I'm holding my
OD
vote. I'm going to wait to vote till I hear what he's got for
okay.
us.
Okay. What do you got?
All right. So, guilt. So this motherfucker, tell me why... CM Punk goes out there and he's ready to throw a blow, and this guy takes him down. Tell me that bullshit.
Oh, okay. That okay. So you're saying
I understand MMA. I'm a huge MMA fan. I watch every fucking fight. You know what I mean? I've listened to 700 Joe Rogan podcasts. So and I just think it's bullshit because this guy's never stepped the MMA. You know,
guy.
Octagon.
This guy's
and
angry.
He's not even gonna throw.
Now listen, dude. I totally get what you're saying. So let's sit there. So do you want our opinion or do you want Cousin Jeb's opinion on why this whole thing happened?
Shit. Well, let me get yours first.
Okay. If you're Mickey Gall, right, and you're how old is he? 24. Mm-hmm. He's 24.
Right.
He's he had two fights before. He gets this opportunity to do a main card in UFC. Do you think he's trying to go, oh man, what kind of great fight should I give these guys, or should I just win this thing in an impressive fashion? Like, should I make a statement right now? Which he did.
Yeah, he fucked him up.
Yeah. Why would you want to make it more difficult? Like, no, dude, let's have a little fun here and let's dance around. Dude, it is about get it done as quickly as possible. It's MMA, dude. It is like people with 4-ounce gloves punching each other in the face. Anything could happen, dude. If that guy who's a grown-ass man, who even though he's only been trained for a year, has been training for a year, could connect with him and knock him out, the dream's over, dude. Do you think they bring back Mickey Gall?
Hey, he should pick it. He should pick a different sport if he can knock out CM Punk.
Dude, I would like to see you knock out CM Punk. I would put money. I would put money that CM Punk
no,
would
I love,
fuck you up.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay,
hell
so
yeah.
Come on, dude.
I'll fight him.
No, I'm just
fight
saying.
CM Punk.
Gil, I mean, he was talking. I just feel like the guy, he had enough. I've seen his other fights. He looked very impressive. And I was a little disappointed. But I understand.
Why would you be disappointed in him winning in spectacular fashion?
Yeah, I like that he goes out and like annihilates so quickly.
I understand you like you want him to tenderize him a little bit more before he finishes him off. It's like, dude, this is a huge moment in this kid's career. He has an opportunity now to fight the industry darling who I think he could beat the shit out of, and now he's going to propel into the stratosphere. It doesn't make sense to fuck around with this
and
shit.
Like, what about Ronda when she was always winning?
That totally makes sense. What about Sage, though? What did she fight at?
He fights at 170.
He fights at 145, right?
170.
Oh, 170?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big kid. I thought he was small.
He's way bigger than I thought he was.
Who's Sage?
Yeah, I thought he was a tiny guy for some reason.
Hold on. What do you want, Jeb?
I said I'd have a Hell in a Cell match with Phil Brooks' pussy ass if I could get some of AJ Lee's goddamn pussy, boys. Goddamn.
I
don't even know what that means, but it sounds like prison sex.
Every single thing.
AJ Lee, that's CM Punk's wife, boy. Google that bitch. That little pipsqueak bitch would get one up her ass and the pussy. Hell, I'd tag team it with anybody. I'm down with, I mean, I don't give a shit who it is.
I think he's saying she's very pretty.
Hell yeah.
That was such a nice
compliment.
Notice
every person that you mention, fucking Jeb somehow spiders it down to like their fucking... Oh, my Abraham Lincoln, man, he had a cousin's daughter that was fucking so fine. I like to fucking shit in her cunt.
Okay, that went weird. Spider down. You're using fun words today.
I know.
Spider down.
Do you have one of those new, like, word-a-day calendars?
Why?
Spider down?
Because you are using...
Is that a saying, spider down?
And then you blew our mind with
I
that
say?
Animal
I
intestine.
Down.
Didn't he say spider down, Aaron? He, like, spiders down?
Something like that.
Do you have another question, dude? We're about to do a raffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I knew you guys were, I don't know if you jumped into baseball yet, but I'm a huge Yankees fan. I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts on the Baby Bombers.
I like the Baby Bombers. I think that that kid's good. I think what he's really good.
He's amazing.
Right? Yeah. I get the catcher is amazing.
Yeah.
Now,
oh yeah, Gary Johnson's amazing.
It takes.
Do you guys think they have outside shots at wild card?
I mean, dude, they're on a little roll. What are they, three or four out?
They are.
We're actually two out and three of the or four of the division.
Who would you rather? Do you got a girlfriend, dude? Do you got a girlfriend?
Nah, man. Actually, I just broke up 6 months ago. She was too boring. She didn't want to go to the comedy store with me. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Where do you live, in L.A.?
Nah, man. I'm over here in Rancho Cucamonga, bro.
Rancho Cucamonga, bro. Who would you rather walk in on hooking up with your mom? The catcher or Derek Jeter?
Oh, Derek Jeter. Come on, bro.
You want your mom to get herpes, dude? That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. Good day.
Yeah. Hell, boys. I know I've been trying to get my clam hammered over there at Spindle Tire Factory.
Derek Jeter could damn shoot some ropes of friendship all over my whole goddamn family, boys. I don't give a shit who it is.
I love it. Jeb, why don't you stay on the line while we do this raffle? First off, we're going to give away the Punch Drunk T-shirt to all of our fans on Facebook. If you like us on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/punchdrunksports. You like the page, you get a free T-shirt. And today's free T-shirt, which was drawn by Johnny Woodward. And don't think no shady shit's up, because we have no reason to be shady. We love you all equally, okay?
Unless I win, then that's weird.
Okay, that would be weird. Today's winner is Chris Kobe, K-O-B-B-E. Now, Chris Kobe actually is very interesting. He's the guy who always sends us the memes on Twitter.
Which are always great.
They're great. And it's like, how quickly did you find that or make that?
He's got to be making them. There was a great one the other, I can't remember what the one was the other night, but it was so fucking funny. Oh, and by the way, how hilarious was it? I want to get into this thing, too. Do we have more to draw?
Yeah, we have one more. We have one more draw. So this is, what are we drawing for? Fight Nanny, tell us what we're drawing for.
Well, this is James's thing.
Yeah. What is it?
Isn't it?
The black cock
one free
t-shirt.
Shirt, and then, so it's two, and then the black cock shirt.
Okay, yeah.
But
doing
you
two
all three
draws?
Have to sign it.
We're doing two draws or one draw?
Two
draws, one shirt each.
Yeah.
One's a free shirt, and one's the black cock box
shirt.
That
you all three have to sign.
All right, so we won't be able to get that done until Ari's in town, but we will get it. Here we go.
Could take years.
Which one do you want? Do you want to pull the black cock t-shirt or the free punch run t-shirt?
I don't care. Surprise me.
Pick one.
Black cock.
Okay. Oh,
you still have it,
cock.
Right?
You do the free t-shirt. Free t-shirt.
Why ask me which one I'm doing when there's already an answer?
Okay.
This is whatever shirt Sam says it is.
No, come on. It's the free t-shirt.
Which one is it?
It's a punch drunk shirt.
So a punch drunk t-shirt goes to Anthony Chica. I hope I'm saying that right. C-H-I-C-C-A.
So did they contact James?
Yes, they're going to contact James. James is going to confirm this. Anthony Chica, C-H-I-C-C-A. All right. So that's it. Congratulations, Anthony Chica. Now, for every $5 you donate... Punch Drunk to our Patreon, you get one ticket into a raffle, and we guess, do we throw it back in? Here we go. Free ticket for the Black Cock Bomb
you
t-shirt.
You still have the shirt?
Yes.
You cuddle with it at night?
I do.
Okay,
I lick
good.
It.
So then
I
it has like your DNA all
yes.
over it.
Yes.
So, okay.
I'll beat off onto it and send it.
Okay.
Here
Josh
we go.
Jackson.
Josh Jackson! Bum, bum, bum!
What if it was Joshua Jackson from Dawson's Creek?
Can someone write these down? Someone write these down?
James.
I can
James
also
is
keep
writing
the
them
tickets.
Down.
Keep the tickets. So your names are in here again. $5 donations. If your donation, you have to have a $5 donation to get a ticket.
So do
here.
I keep this?
Yeah.
And
yes.
I bring it once
yes.
a month?
Yes.
And then James gives me new names to add.
Yes.
Correct.
And James, you have to follow who... takes away their donation. You
well,
have to have a $5 donation.
He's just sending me screenshots of everyone that donates every month.
Okay.
So now I did the last 4 months, so now it'll be from September on.
So that's it. Congratulations to all our winners. You had something to talk about. You wanted to talk about.
I am so sick and tired.
Okay.
Of
football talk.
All of this, Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, not taking a knee, hand in the air, no hand in the air. All that TMZ ESPN did last night was scour the sidelines for any kind of fucking meaningless story.
They look stupid. They look
so
bad last night.
It made them look like like they don't care about sports.
Race baiting.
It really made them look.
It looked really bad. She goes, oh, there's one or two people out there that are really upset. When I heard her say that, I go, dude, you know how bad you look to anybody with any common sense?
This shit looked like ESP CNN.
Yeah.
That's what they look like.
Dude.
I'm scouring for, oh, there's a black guy. Yeah. And then when they had that fucking meaningless cunt, whoever the fuck she was on the sidelines.
The blonde, she's hot.
I don't give a fuck. For her to go, this is what she says. This is exactly what she says. Guys, I was standing right here on the sidelines, and I actually audibly heard a fan or two yell, hey, Kaepernick, stand up. There's 80,000 people there.
Yeah, she did say that, and that's what I knew.
There's it.
Don't say the C word. Don't say it.
What C word?
You know what I'm saying.
Oh.
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
What C word?
What you like that's to call okay. women.
Yeah.
I already said it.
I know. Let's not.
Well, with everything we talk about this show, don't call her a cunt.
Okay.
Okay. This fucking meth whore. and I don't blame her. She's just trying to work and get a job. I blame the suits all the way up the top. I know how live sports production works. I hear the people in my ear all the time. Hey, man, if we get a shot at Colin Kaepernick warming up, let's get that. Hey, let's. So there's somebody up there. There was a cameraman whose job was look for during this national anthem. Now, an incredible violin player is playing the national anthem. It's the highlight of this girl's life. Not one single shot. You watch that national anthem on 9/11 where they do a whole presidential bullshit thing about it. You watch that. They don't show this girl once playing the violin, playing the national anthem. Not once. It is scouring all these players of who's going to put their hand in the air and who's going to take a knee and not respect the national anthem.
I miss Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel and all that shit.
I blame them for this. This is just more of that. It's just the new version of that.
Colin Cowherd. It's
the same thing.
For 1 week straight, that's all you talk about. I stopped listening to his show.
Who cares?
Nobody cares.
Dude, nobody cares. I tune in to football to not. This is how I get away from it, from all of that bullshit. And now it just leaks over into this because ESPN is like, holy shit, there's 8 hours of content right there that we could sell to commercials and every one of our 9 shows that are exactly the same can talk about this fucking shit. Who gives a fuck? And the irony of it all is, with 2 minutes left in this blowout, the Niners bring Kaepernick in to take a knee.
Yeah. Oh, that was great. Well done.
100%.
Well done.
Like, this guy, we got to watch him take a knee during the national anthem for 2 hours, and then the Niners bring him in. They're like, well, the guy seems pretty good at taking a knee.
Oh, my
God. Let's pay him to do it.
Did you guys hear the... I got to play this. Can you find this? The call of the guy running on the field. Have you guys seen this? It is so fucking funny.
Do you know what he's talking about, Jason? Is it football?
Yeah. You'll love this. Running on field.
I think so.
Field.
Someone's on the phone, yes.
Yeah, and it's still Jeb. Jeb's still with us.
I think he had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here, boys.
He just wants to listen.
Spindle tires.
I'm sitting here on the toilet just pissing, you know, sitting down. I got these little bruise marks on the top of my thighs now where I've had my damn forearms rested on them.
Oh, that's a long pee.
Dude, you have to see this. It is so fucking funny, dude. And where is the guy running? Oh, dude, the play-by-play. I got to find it. It's so funny, the play-by-play. The guy calling the radio game just runs with it. And he just starts calling the guy running on the field like... it's a real game.
Is this high school or college?
No, last night in the...
Oh, it just happened?
Yeah, in the game. It was so good, dude.
Weren't you watching all the games?
On the Monday Night Football game?
Yeah, I'll find it real quick. It's
which
so
one? There's two.
The 49ers game.
So a Niners fan runs out and the guy doing the radio play-by-play...
Just keep...
Because, hey man, ESPN doesn't want to show that. We're not going to show a fan running on the field. But God forbid any of these African-American athletes... would like to do any kind of demonstration.
Oh, here it is.
How dare they?
You guys have to hear this.
Fuck you, ESPN.
Here it goes, hon.
You've ruined sports.
Hold on.
To the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs to the 50. He runs to the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms. Bare bare-chested. Somebody stop
Look
that
out.
Man.
Here comes the blue coat.
Oh, my God.
Here comes
the
blue coat.
Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
That's wonderful.
How great was that call?
Oh, they didn't play that live.
Oh, okay.
No, they played on the radio live.
No, I'm saying, but they didn't. ESPN would never. They would fire everybody involved.
Okay.
That was the greatest call ever.
I think you should have a weekly rancher show, too. You got some pent-up stuff.
We've tried.
But
we've
separate.
Hey, Cousin Jeb.
What's going on,
It's
boy?
Getting hot in here. Okay.
I love when really Aaron no said it.
That was really no frills
Aaron
right there.
Aaron said it right away to the other
Hey, Cousin
so
Jeb, hot. No, really working that into a sentence there.
Oh, guys, real quick, it's going to be somebody's big birthday Friday. Love him. To know him is to love him. The one, the only, Mr. Jason Tebow. So real quick, let's 60. Sing him happy birthday.
No, please don't. It's my least favorite song.
Happy
it's
birthday.
It's so awkward. I got a whole joke about that.
It's the worst.
Happy
it's
birthday.
It's the best podcast.
To you.
Sam found a way to get everyone to stop listening
happy
right now.
Happy birthday. Dare the tea.
It's getting on here.
It's getting on. Happy birthday to you.
Are you guys having a joint birthday party? You have close birthdays, right?
I don't like to celebrate my birthdays.
Okay, we went bowling one year for your birthday, though.
Yeah, we should. We should go bowling and not make Dana pay for it all. But we should do that.
Dana paid for it all?
Yeah, because I have a bunch of scumbags for friends.
I helped pay.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I recall that. I was like, can Dana
that.
Confirm that I gave money? I'm sure no one else did.
James,
I just got James'
your
text.
Your job to get on that. You're the stats
what,
girl.
What, James' text, which what? Was what?
Mickey Gall's calling in 3 minutes.
So. that was a great show today, dude. A lot of really good show. Final thoughts, Tebow. Final thoughts.
Go Falcons.
Go Falcons. We want to thank our new sponsor, Dollar Shave Club. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/punch, and we'll rock. Man, Fight Nanny, I do love when you're on the show. I don't know why. There seems to be a little more calmness on the show.
Yeah, there's a lot of tension usually.
So you guys what
get
determines
at
whether you come on the show or not?
Well, this is literally the first week kids are back in school.
So you can come back more often?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. It was just summer. I was just with kids
summer.
All day long.
I respect that.
Ian had the I'm saying their names. They had the longest summer. He just went back last Friday.
Yeah,
starts on a Friday?
Well, they're trying to. They don't have any money to educate these kids anymore. So it's like, hey, enjoy long summer. Come back in October.
Well, they go to expensive private.
Yeah, I was
going to
imagine they got it.
Yeah.
They got it.
If you're a nanny, you're not going to some. A lot of people that are just like, hey, my kids go to PS417 over in fucking Watts. The nanny's going to pick him up. The nanny's going to pick him up and take him to Magic Mountain.
Tebow, love you very much. Great, Aaron, love you. How about that baseball talk?
Yeah, go baseball.
Go baseball. We'll get into it. I have to structure it a little more. We'll make sure we'll talk some baseball next, I promise you. Hey, I'm going to Vin Scully's last game next Sunday. I got tickets.
God, it's so close, huh? Baseball's just wrapping up. We should talk baseball sometime.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Suck it.